we have on the agenda for 12 o'clock, pardon my clicking, meet with Hartwell Corporation to discuss policies and pending claims. So, since the pending claims would be executive session, let's talk about, have our discussion centered to begin with on policy and pricing. Thank you.
All right.
Take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. We have good news this year. The county has been roughly in the $1.3 to $1.4 million range, depending on how much builder's risk we have and other kind of auxiliary policies. However, our increases have been very low. So this year, we anticipate being in that range, depending on how many buildings our friend Rick over here builds. Will be a little higher because builder's risk is expensive right now. But overall, we anticipate less than a 10% increase, 10% just to be safe. If you contrast this to what other public entities are paying in the Valley, this is exceptional. So quick background would be that the county had an increase in premiums 3 or 4 years ago, and from there has had a very steady and slow increase in premiums as opposed to a more meteoric rise that other public entities have seen. So with the other public entities we have in town, we do not promise them 5%. We say we can make you no promises right now. So I think below 10 is pretty darn good, all things considered.
Awesome.
So that's a general overview, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if there's other things that we would like to have discussed right now, but happy to go over them.
Chairman, I just want to say that the partnership with Brian and Shannon with Hartwell has been longstanding, and you've been watching our best interest, looking for shopping rates and deals, and thank you for the partnership. It takes everybody, and you've weathered a lot of different boards and transitions through Canyon County, and we're in a very good season right now. So I just want to say thank you for your partnership.
Thank you. And then, Mr. Chair, just kind of add on to it as well, because some of that cost of increase in the buildings that we've been adding, we've added Lutchings Building, so that needs to be insured. We have a new warehouse building. We have to insure that. We have some insurance that's come along with the new Sheriff's Administration building. That's been put on. Also, with the polyfund that we purchased, we also had to add insurance on that structure. So some of the increases that we see is around just the growth of the county, the growth of our structures, and what the county owns. I think overall, from a risk management standpoint that we all share, and just for public record, I'd like to go around and just introduce everybody that's here. That's a big part of the risk management that's shared throughout Canyon County. And because of this group, we're really in a good place, and I think the best we've been in a long time. And I'm looking for validation from Hartwell to say yes or no on that, but I think we're sitting really well. So if we could just go around and start with legal.
Aaron Mazzoli, Chief Civil Prosecuting Attorney.
Zach Wesley, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney.
Rick Brayton, Facilities and Weed and Pest Director.
Kyle Wilmot, Controller.
Mark Coleman, Police Director.
Brian Palman, Insurance Guy.
Account Executive.
Marty Danner, HR Director.
And then, obviously, Greg Rass, Chief Operating Officer for Canyon County. But I'd like to thank Hartwell for the engagement. The communication's been really good. Refine our process between legal and tort claims. That process is working. We've got invoices. It's convoluted and complicated, but that flow is working between legal review to auditing to get the checks cut, and we're under budget and we're within budget. So from an overall operations standpoint, I think we're sitting really good. And we do have new players in the county, like an HR director, a new controller. This is a really good group. So I'm pretty proud, pretty happy.
Well said.
Chairman Holt, can I ask a question? Yeah. Brian, one of the things you mentioned is that within the groups that you're working with in public agencies, you're seeing a generalized increase in rates as opposed to what Canyon County is doing. What are some of those main problem areas or areas that are increasing that you're seeing so that we can kind of not only kind of plan for that, but also look to see what we can do to help mitigate those areas?
Yeah, great question. So from what I have seen, I think the steps are in place forward to keep auto claims down, to keep HR-related claims down. So everything's going the right way. The biggest difference there and why we're seeing the higher increases outside of what we have is the management of expectations with the insurance carriers. So if your insurance company doesn't adequately price the risk, then you see huge increases because you've already gotten kind of behind the eight ball, per se. So because the county is adequately priced, we're in a good spot, we're managing risk, we don't have the same problems that they do.
I do have a question, and it has to do with the interface with our HR department. So on the risk management side of that, I know that there is for me, we were presented in maybe 2019 or 20 with a risk analysis, a breakdown of where those were happening, and then how to mitigate or train for that. So maybe hear from Marty and from you how that interface is happening so that HR continues to help educate or provide direction on trainings that need to happen or accidents, something like that.
Okay. I mean, since I've been here, which is about 9-10 months, to mitigate injuries and risk, we've worked side by side with SIF to be able to come up with expectation on where we're seeing most of our accidents and how we can train towards that, and how we can work with facilities to actually mitigate whatever those risks might be if we have slip and falls in stairwells or however, whatever that might be. We've done that. We've also moved to one preferred occupational medicine provider. So we send every single person that is injured while at work to St. Luke's Occupational Medicine for follow-up and review. So we have had incredibly successful immediate return to work since we have moved to one occupational medicine provider. So we have people who are accidentally hurting themselves and they're getting returned to work that same day. They go to occupational medicine and they get returned to work immediately to full duty even. So I think that has been one of our most strategic moves, is to move towards that and to make sure that every single office and department recognizes that's our expectation.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
And Ms. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I think another step too is we're slowly getting to the policy making. Mm-hmm. The county can finally have policy, working with the legal team, the board, the elected officials, the DAs, to have one policy throughout the county, and we can follow that. Good examples of that is like primary care providers. We're standardizing with that, with HR, and there's a lot of good standardization that's happening.
Thank you. And then, Chairman, can I ask another question?
Yes.
And Marty, I'm interested, given your history on hiring, or even election, what have you seen with drug testing, either just required or random following that? Is that?
Well, here at the county, there are certain departments that require it for a pre-employment screening, mm-hmm. but not all do. And we also do random drug screens, but mainly we do drug screens after mandated after each and every workplace injury. So they are required to get drug screened when they go to St. Luke's Occupational Medicine, which is our preferred provider. Excuse me. So every single injured worker gets a drug test, no matter what the injury. And then we follow up immediately with if there is positive results there. We have been talking to departments, and I have talked to Greg a while ago about possibly moving to, If we are a drug-free workplace, should a drug screen be mandated for every single candidate that we have a conditional offer of employment? There's a lot that goes into that, cost being one of the biggest things. So we're still working through that as department leaders, and before we would present it to the board if we think that's the way we should move towards as a county.
Thank you, and that was the nature of my question, so I appreciate the feedback.
Okay, anything else that we need to discuss on the record before we move claims?
I don't have anything.
If you don't mind, Ms. Chair, should we hear from Fleet? Because I know they're a big user on insurance, on vehicles, and windshield, top to bottom. How's it going on your side?
No, I was just knocking on wood. Really, really, as they would say, slow, right?
Quiet.
Quiet.
Quiet. I'm calling it perfect. As good as it gets. You know, we've had our little stuff that's in-house, but knock on wood, everything's been wonderful this year.
That's great.
Good.
Chairman, I can follow. Have you, with Fleet, Mark, have you done some things in the last year or two to kind of, I don't know if it's not training, but provide greater ability to kind of track the vehicles, to see what's going on, where it's going on, and provide kind of more generalized supervision and policy?
Yes, we've updated the policies, which has made a huge difference. Anytime there is a crash, then we do have the department head do drug testing as well. That's come along well, if we can remember to do it. As far as training, we do have a lot of training options through our insurance company, through Hartwell, and those options are there, and hopefully we can get some of that work so that we're working it through HR as well.
That'd be great.
So we got some videos that we'd like to put out, like once a month, that kind of thing.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Okay.
And then from a cyber perspective, the county has done a lot of good steps since I'm still kind of in that role. Now the county has a designated full-time information security officer assigned around the security of our, I guess just infrastructure itself is really good. So I watch those policies really close to make sure we're filling, make sure we can say that we are doing exactly what that policy says we're doing. So I'm watching that pretty heavy.
Good. We've watched some nightmare instances of that on other entities, and it would be devastating.
Yes.
All right. Anything else? I'm going to bring a motion for executive session B, D, and I.
Chairman, I move that we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B, personnel, D, records exempt, and I, to communicate with the county's risk manager.
A second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously, so we'll be in executive session. Thank you.